you girls are more complex. First off, most of the signals you get from parents and school and the culture tell you that as a girl, you shouldn't be direct when you're angry. So if someone confronts you with, "Hey, what's wrong?" you're likely to grit your teeth and say, "Nothing, I'm fine." All that does is make the person who asked you imagine that whatever's wrong is even worse than it probably is. It also makes them frustrated, which eventually makes them mad at you. That goes for your friends and your parents. Second, you're much more likely to be insecure than boys are. How could you not be? Girls are judged much more harshly than boys in all kinds of ways. How attractive you are, how your clothes look on you, where your clothes come from, how your body looks. Boys deal with a little of this. I mean, I was bony bean, but let's face it, you'll never hear a boy say, "Do you think I should lose 5 pounds?" And third, girls are just a lot more socially conscious than most boys. Popularity, which you discovered in third or fourth grade, becomes an obsession by high school. Girls tend to keep track of who's in or out, and for a lot of them, school becomes one long game where the object is to stay with the in crowd, at just about any cost. Put it all together, the need to avoid confrontation, the insecurity, and the desire to be a part of the social scene, and you have the perfect recipe for some really awful behavior. Friends backstabbing each other, anonymous notes, anonymous emails, rumors, sometimes even open name calling, but that tends to be done by girls in packs, their safety, and often a lot of meanness, in numbers. But here's the good news. You're wired differently from boys in one other major way. You have the ability to learn from awful experiences and to make changes that will help you avoid going through the same bad stuff over and over again. I asked Tracy one night, not long after college, what had ever happened to Carla. "No idea," she said. She told me the friendship was basically over as soon as she found out that Carla was slipping Olivia's notes in her locker, even though the rest of us thought they had put it behind them. Forgiving her wasn't that hard, Tracy told me. I felt bad for her. She was so desperate to be popular. I just never trusted her again. In fact, she said, Carla became the focus of nasty whispering within their clique. The girls pointed out to each other how pathetic she was, trying to get in good with the seniors by trashing her friend. Notice how they conveniently ignored what lousy friends they had been, too? Tracy, though, didn't join in. She knew what she thought of girls who whispered about each other, and she didn't want to be one of them. She still hung out with her clique, but she slowly made some new friends, carefully avoiding girls who seemed too interested in popularity. We talked a lot that night about the things kids do to hurt each other. I told her about the jock who spent 7th through 9th grades taunting me every day with a comment on how skinny I was. Until Ed Millett, the toughest kid in school and one of my best friends, heard him one day and then asked me, in front of a hallway full of kids, if I wanted him to beat the crap out of the guy. "Nah," I said. The fear in the guy's eyes was enough payback for me. Then I told Tracy what my mom always said when I came home with hurt feelings. "People only do to you what you let them." Tracy liked that a lot. I'd never really understood it. In fact, I hated when my mom said that because I mistakenly thought it meant I was somehow asking to be bullied. But Tracy got it. She understood that my mom was saying both sides have a choice. A bully can choose to say horrible things to you, and you can choose whether or not to take those things to heart. "I gave those girls so much power over me," she said. "I cried every day for weeks when I got those notes, and I started to doubt every friend I had. I wasn't doing my schoolwork. I didn't even want to go out at night. And why? Because a couple of cowards thought it would be funny to hurt me. Olivia didn't know anything about me, and she didn't care. Messing with me was just a way to make herself feel powerful." See a pattern here? The boy who called Emily a freak didn't know the first thing about her either. She let him upset her. She gave him power over her because she didn't know any better. His cruelty was that he made her question her own looks. He made her wonder if he was right about her. It sucks being bullied or made fun of. Teachers and parents mean well when they tell you to just ignore it, but that's a really hard thing to do. Say some girl is taunting you at school. How do you ignore being laughed at in front of a bunch of people or, like Tracy, finding out that your friends are all calling you slut behind your back? You can't unhear things. What you can do, though, is practice what all good journalists know. Always consider the source. Think about the girl behind the words or threats. Why would she want to hurt you? If it's because you've done something bad to her first, then apologize. If that's not it, try to understand how completely miserable she must be if the only way she can make herself feel better is by spreading her pain. Then be really, really glad that you're not her.